This is Laura Higfield, and I've recorded this podcast from the healing womb because I've been feeling the tremendous sadness that many people are feeling right now in light of recent events here in the United States and all around the world. There's so much suffering. So I'm offering a practice today, a poem first, and then a practice for just being with what we feel compassionately. My intention is to offer some release and perhaps relief. I'll ring a chime at the conclusion of my offering and sit as long as you need to sit. Blessings to everyone at this time. And may light fill our days once again, very soon, as we come to the great turning, the winter solstice. Keep the kettle on. Cold drizzle dissolves the snow. Sorrow enters, sits. Spoonful of sugar, sweet, comforting companion, as tears salt the tea. Love waits patiently, the medicine we all need, abiding friendship. Sometimes, just the weight shared across a table is enough. Keep the kettle on. I have practiced being an attentive listener with others. I believe this has served them well, and me too, as it has taught me much about compassion and companionable silence. More often than not, however, I am the guest, the table, my own heart. To be clear, accompanying sad feelings or any strong emotion is not about rehashing or fueling stories past or projected. It is a practice of attending to what is felt in the present moment, bringing awareness to sensations in the body, heart, mind, spirit, witnessing experience as it arises, noticing judgment and impulses to fix or escape discomfort, lovingly staying anyway, listening, allowing tears to flow, noticing their stickiness as they dry on your face, or tension as it contracts or releases anywhere in the wholeness of our being. Practicing this simple act of tenderness towards one's own moment-to-moment reality may be a path to a friendship we have been longing for all our lives. For me, feeling this process unfold has been a great teacher. I've learned that it is possible to be with this friend, my precious self, anytime I need her, me, alone, but not lonely. Perhaps the same will be true for you. Shall we sit alone together for a while?